Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get right into it. The market had a sleepy pre-holiday session on the surface, but there was a lot happening underneath.
Right, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both closed up around 0.7%. What was the main driver behind that quiet strength?
It's all about renewed hopes for a December rate cut. That narrative is back in the driver's seat, and it's lifting the whole market. We saw broad participation, with advancers outpacing decliners pretty significantly.
And the economic data seemed to support that. We got a surprisingly low initial jobless claims number, the lowest since April, but a weak Chicago PMI.
Exactly. The market is cherry-picking the data. It sees low jobless claims as a sign of a strong economy, the soft landing scenario, which gives the Fed room to cut rates without worrying about a recession. The weak manufacturing data? Ignored for now.
Got it. So let's talk about the sector that really stood out today, technology. It was up over 1.5%, led by the chip makers.
The semis were on fire. The PHLX Semiconductor Index jumped nearly 3%. NVIDIA completely shrugged off those reports about Google being a competitor, basically telling the market they're still a generation ahead. And investors bought it, pushing the stock right back up.
But the real showstopper in tech wasn't NVIDIA, it was Dell. The stock was up almost 6%.
Dell's guidance was a bombshell, a total game changer. They're forecasting revenues of $31 to $32 billion for the fourth quarter, blowing away expectations. And it's all driven by one thing, AI servers.
The numbers are staggering. $12.3 billion in AI server orders just in Q3?
It's incredible. And this is the key takeaway. The demand is broadening. It's not just the giant hyperscalers anymore. Dell is seeing massive orders from what they call neoclouds and sovereign governments. This is the second wave of the AI buildout, and Dell is perfectly positioned to capture it.
So the big cap story is strong. But your tactical analysis picked up on some very different action heading into the close. What was the late day tell?
This is critical for traders heading into the next session. While the indexes held up, we saw coordinated heavy selling in cyclical sectors like industrials, materials, and financials. They just fell apart into the close. That's a major near-term headwind.
A sign of weakness under the surface then. Where was the money flowing instead?
It was a classic rotation. The money flowed directly into small and mid-cap biotech names. We saw strong, late-day accumulation and high-volume closes. It was a pocket of pure speculative risk-on behavior, completely opposite to what we saw in the cyclicals.
Okay, so that brings us to the actionable ideas. Let's get to the watch list. You're flagging several continuation plays based on that late-day strength.
Absolutely. We want to follow the volume. First up is HLF, Herbalife. This name completely bucked the weakness in the broader consumer space and squeezed into the close on huge volume. It's a classic setup. The plan is to watch for a small dip toward 13.15 for an entry, or play the breakout through the day's high.
And what about in that biotech space you highlighted?
Two names stand out. First is CMPX. It had a massive volume ramp right into the bell and closed near its highs. I'm watching the $5.30 level for a pullback buy, with a target of 5.75 and then $6. The other is VSTM. A really clean intraday chart and a strong finish. For that one, it needs to hold above 10.60 to keep the momentum going toward $11.
So the theme is clear. Follow the late-day momentum in these smaller, aggressive names and be cautious on the cyclicals that showed that late-day fade.
That's the play. Avoid chasing the extended megacaps. The better risk-reward is in these specific continuation setups where the price action is confirming the strength. The key is to use tight stops and let the market prove the thesis on the open. For the indexes, SPY support is at 679, and QQQ is consolidating around 614. A break of those levels could change the game quickly.
Excellent breakdown. A lot to watch in the abbreviated holiday session. That's all the time we have for Next Day Prep. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next time.